We have the answer right here, everybody. We have the answer. Good crowd. I'll make everybody jump up and do calisthenics. Wednesday night, you ought to all be ready. Title of the message is The Word Thief. Word Thief. Did we get the headlights off? Did we? Okay. Go, if you will, to the book of Mark, chapter 4. I will be living there tonight. I want to read a scripture before I go there. 1 Peter 5:8. Everybody knows that scripture. Do you not? Somebody quote it for me. Ah, see? Let me read it out of the New Living Translation. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. I want to talk about the enemy moving on all of our lives and trying to take the word away from us. And Jesus gave a parable. If you're in Mark chapter 4, and I want to walk through this. We've got plenty of time here. Mark 4, let me read just 3 through 8 for starters. I'm going to back up to just 4:1. Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted. I'm in Luke. I knew that did not sound right. Okay, and again he began to teach by the sea. And a great multitude was gathered to him, so that he got into the boat and set into the sea. And the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea. Then he taught them many things in parables. He did that all the time. And said to them this. Listen, he said, listen, behold, a sower went out to sow. And it happened as he sowed that some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no roots, it withered away. And some seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it out and yielded no crop. But other seed fell on good ground and yielded crop that sprang up and increased produce, some 30, some 60, and some 100. Interesting set of scriptures there. And as that was given to the people, then the disciples right after that said, would you explain what you just said? And I want to walk through those scriptures because there's a whole lot in here that probably you have not pulled out. Verse 14 down there, it says, the sower sows the word. And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that has sown in their hearts. Tonight, you'll listen to the word and you'll leave. And probably most of us, I could say, what did I speak on? And you'll have to think a moment, if you even have it. I could probably ask tomorrow, I could probably call everybody here and say, what did I speak on? And you'd have a general idea. See, the enemy comes immediately. Immediately he'll come and he'll try to take away that has been placed in your heart. Why? Because that is the only answer to the problem that you've got. Now, I can't get loud enough, anointed enough, and serious enough to get this in. If we would just do the word in our relationships, in our marriages, and we would follow the word, no one would be having any problems. Because what we do is we plant seed, and I'll get into that, we plant seed, but we plant the wrong seed most of the time. And that's what this whole set of scriptures and this whole chapter is about, is seeds that are planted. I am really dark and do something with my lighting, Neil. He is. Say, my notes, where are they? See, the word comes to us, and it says, Jesus is sharing with you right there. And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. Now, that's not just the word. That's anything that comes along. But the word's what he's talking about. And if that word is not given special attention, like, for example, if you're coming to be taught and you don't take notes, and I'm not saying you have to take notes, but if you don't make some kind of scratches in your Bible, if you don't bring your Bible, I promise you, because you're not giving attention to that. My sister Diane gave more attention to my sermons than anybody I know. She would take detailed notes, and then she would go home the next day and she would study those notes. And many times she would call me and say, "What did you mean by this? And I found this in what you said." That seed is not being stolen. Because her mind, her thoughts, see, where your thoughts are at is where you're going to go. And that, when you look at this whole context, when I get through the whole thing, that's what he's saying. Wherever your thoughts are going to be is what you're going to be. And if your thoughts are on the Word of God, and if you bring your life to the place of, sometimes we have to force ourselves to get this in. Now, we're saved by grace. There's no doubt about that. It says you don't have to do anything but believe. But if you're going to live a walk where you can go in the midst of what took place down in Louisiana, you've got to have the love of God inside you, and you have to do things, but you have to have this word inside of you so that you can bring it forth. You may be going to heaven, but why would you want to live hell on earth and be an unproductive Christian and be a Christian really who is a stumbling block because we didn't take the time to plant the seed that we needed to plant? And he's basically sharing with us the different type of seed that takes place here. In verse 15, he goes on, 16. This is like, 16, 17. This is like, now this is another set of seeds. This is likewise the one sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation, persecutions arise for the word's sake, immediately they stumble or they get offended. Offended's the word that's there. Now, what are we saying here? You grab the seed, you feel great about it tonight. You've been told not to take offense. You've been told what to do. You've been told how to deal with situations by the word. But then when hard times come, you don't count on the word. And if you don't count on the word, it's stony ground. And there's no roots being driven to pull what you need to go through what you're going through. I mean, we've got land out by Percy that's called Post Oak. And all the trees, there's a few that will break through that. It's white soil. It's down, not very deep. But the trees will drive their roots, but they will not go through that post oak, that white ground. So the trees only get so big, and then the wind eventually blows them over. A few in the woods break through that. But see, we're like those trees in that post oak. We grow, but we only go so far, so any turbulence, anything that comes along will blow us over because we're trying to drive through lime or stony ground, and the seed won't go there. Now, there's some that are growing that are massive trees. Those are the ones that are purposed to break through and make it the priority in their life. You say, "Well, I thought grace took care of all this." Grace did get you saved, but there's still things that you want to do on your own because you love the word and because you know it's the answer. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what's going on. Somebody's got to give. Somebody's got to be the man or woman of the house. Somebody's got to stand on this word and know that, why are we looking at the problem? Why are we not forgiving? Why are we not doing what the word says and taking the seed and putting the seed where it will grow and fertilize it and fertilize it and trust God with your situations and not go to the place of, "Oh, I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. What do you mean you can't take it anymore? You can't take it anymore. Only the grace of God's going to pull you through it, but the grace of God's what gives you that nudge to follow up with what he's saying here. It's giving you that chance. It's giving you that place of trusting. It's giving you that place of looking for life. See, this is the only place you're going to find satisfaction. This is it. Sunday I may go on the area of grace. Folks, he is our anchor. I mean, this is it. And I can't, I wish I could just cut you open and dump it in. I mean, I don't care what your problem is. He's got it. We're continually going through this situation with Chris. And once again, the paperwork's supposed to have been turned in Monday or Tuesday. This is Wednesday. It's still not turned in for the fourth time. It's like, what do we do? Well, you don't talk about the problem. We need to pray for the problem. And we need to trust God and know that he's got the answer. And that's where we have to live just instantly. Well, we kind of figured that. God's got his timing. He'll take care of it. We just got to move on. But you have to take the word. And you've got to plant it where it's going to grow. And you've got to let it take place. 18 and 19, and that's the same thing there. It says, now, this is another case of seed. Now, these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires of other things entering in choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. Now that's the ones that we love the Lord. We get a little word. We get a little answer. But yet we're more interested in other things. And God wants you to have things. And he wants you to do stuff. But he doesn't want that to be your God. He's told us over and over. Don't go after other gods. Enjoy what I have for you. Enjoy how I'm blessing you. Enjoy the fruit of everything. But that cannot, and you all know as well as I do, we all know people, as well as we've all been there at times, where we've had other things more important than the Word of God. It's amazing how we can watch Fox News for an hour, 2 hours, CNN for an hour, 2 hours, but we can't read our Bible for 10 minutes. Because see, there's a resistance there in the realm. The enemy has had enough seed planted in your life that he's drawing you away from the things of God. See, it's our place to get in this. It's our place to know that whatever you're reading is true. It's the only truth. And it's the only answer. See, you've got to make a choice where you're going to go with your life. Everything is going toward the next choice. And every choice I make is taking me somewhere. Anybody out there that's maybe hooked on drugs, your next choice is going to take you to the next drug. Because you've altered yourself to the place where that's winning the battle. And the devil has allowed you to sow seed and sow seed. And the more seeds you sow, the more you're going to get over here to where the seed's going to just take you over unless you get in the word and get deliverance. Get in the word and get the answer. Get in the word and get the strength. Get in the word and recognize that the thorns of this life are not going to overtake me. The cares of this world are not going to overtake me. Why is it that we let it choke out? I've heard people say, "Oh, I just can't forgive." Then you're being choked. You're planting the seed of unforgiveness, and you're not planting the seed of forgiveness. You may forgive a few people, but if it's beyond what you think you can do, and you don't forgive anyway, folks. You all understand that. Jesus is the one that forgave for you already. You just believe what he did for you. That makes it easier to forgive. You say, well, you wouldn't believe what he did to me. Jesus already died for that. Our place is to get back to the answer. And the answer is forgive. Trust me and go on. See, but when I get choked out, when I fall into depression, I'm talking about me right now. When I fall into depression, I know immediately, and I struggle with that. I immediately know that if I don't get on top of it right now, if I don't get the word on top of me right now, I know where I'm headed. I know Because I'm planting wrong seed. Oh, things are going bad. Well, shut up and look at the things that are going good. And quit talking about the negative and start talking about the positive. Talk about, plant good seed. Say good things about your wife. Say good things about your husband. Just say good things about the situations. There's so much I'd like to say right now, but I can't say it. Our situation. I mean, we got a lawyer that I've never met a man that can lie as good as he can. He even tells us, I lied to you. Oh, thanks for being so honest in your lies. But talking bad about him, my heart now has been every time it comes up, I'm saying, Lord, bless him. Lord, bring someone around to touch his heart. Because I know there's no way that there's no way he could have you, because he's willfully. He's just like, yeah, I lied to you. Drove all the way to Belleville to get a stack of papers. Got to Belleville, got the stack of papers. They were just a stack of papers. They weren't the papers we needed. And then later he said, I'm sorry. I lied. This is an everyday life, all of you. Everybody here. You got people, you got situations, you got marriages, you got relationships that you just keep doing it. My answer is, Lord, bring the right person by him. And Lord, I just trust that you're going to take care of this whole situation. And however you want to use this turkey, you will. And he's got a plan. Because see, his best interest is for us. His best interest is for the believer. So he's working things because he does. But see, I've got to plant the seed according to what the scriptures say. I can't let that choke me out and pull me down, or I'll get lower. And the lower I get, the more seed I'll plant on the wrong way. And the more the seed that comes up and tries to grow, it's kind of like zoysia grass. Whether you like it or not, if it's in your yard, it's going to take over. It's good seed. It looks terrible in the winter, but it grows. It'll get rid of all your weeds. But that's what the Word of God will do if you just keep seeding. I'm sick and tired of it. I understand that. We've all been there. Some of us are still there. But the answer is understanding what Jesus is saying to these people. Let's go on with this. See, the enemy wants you to stop the Word from being a part of our life. Literally. But the Word always, always, always. Everybody say with me, always. It always works. I'm telling you, I don't care how bad your situation is. If you quit, you quit. But if you get the Word on it, it's fixed. It may take a while. You may have spent all these years messing things up, but if everybody will turn the right way, it will get better. Why? Because you're planting the right seed. You're saying the right things. You're taking your thoughts. Wish I could get this. You're taking your thoughts. Listen to me. You're changing your thoughts. Whatever you think, that's all this is about. Whatever you think is where you're going to go. And if you don't want it, you won't get it. If you want it, you'll eventually get it. I don't know why things happen like they happen. I don't know why we're all messed up. I don't know why we all hurt each other. I don't know why we're all just full up. But we are. That's why we need a Savior. I mean, you guys ran into a lot of messed up people. But like Harold very wisely said, they come out of a different environment. This is right to them. We can't judge any of the situations. We've just got to love them and plant the seed and tell them there is a better way. And then the Holy Spirit does the job, not our judging. We've got to love everybody where they are. That's all part of what this even is. Let's go on in this and look at this. Well, let me throw a scripture out. In Mark 4:20, see, when you produce properly, you get 30, 60, 100 fold. In Acts 20:32, it says the word of his grace builds us up. The word builds me up. Psalms 119:105, it says that the word gives me direction. See, now, if I take that seed and I don't plant that seed, knowing he'll take care of me, if I don't plant that seed of saying, well, things are not right, but I know that his word gives me grace and I'll go on. If I say, this will never work out, I'll never make it, I am planting seed. I'm planting seed. I'm planting seed in the wrong place. You can take these scriptures and you can apply the wrong seed and the right seed. See, if I'm getting a whole lot of the right seed, my occasional bad seed will get devoured by the good seed. Did you hear me? If I'm planting a little good seed and a lot of bad seed, guess which one is going to outdo? Take the farmer. He could go out there and plant wheat and plant corn. They're both going to come up. One's going to overtake the other one. And I would say that the corn's going to get taller and the corn's going to take out the sunlight and the wheat's going to die. If he has an occasional corn, he'll stand alone out there and he'll make it maybe, but he'll be wrong. He's in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's so simple, but it's so difficult. We got to recognize this. How do we deal with? And let me go on into these scriptures because he tells us how to deal. Verse 20, but these are the ones, this is another set. These are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit. Some 30-fold, some 60, some 100. Now listen to what else he says then. Is a lamp brought to be put under the basket or under the bed? Is it not to be set on a lampstand? He said, well, then wait a minute. He changed subjects. No, he did not. He's talking about the light of the word. He's talking about the truth of the word. We're going to allow the word to be suffocated. We're going to allow the word to be not the one that's dominant in our life. That's exactly, you've got the word. You come to church. You're faithful to be here. But yet when you get home, you're throwing dishes and you're kicking the cat and you're stomping the dog. And you're living a life of another world out there. That don't work. That's taking the light and hiding it. It goes on. Let me. Go on. For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that should come to light. Whatever you plant is coming to light. Whatever you plant. Now you can hide the good, but whatever you're doing, you know, they say sin will find you out. Of course it will, because you think on it. Of course it will, because you're planting seeds. Of course it will, because it's going to grow. Of course it will, because you've been thinking, and as you think, you do. And as you're meeting the desires of your flesh, you are planting, planting, planting. And if you're in the sin nature, then it will eventually, everyone will see it. That's all these set of scriptures that comes after this talking about. What seed are you planting? Jesus is saying, I've got the answer. I've got every situation and circumstances under control, but what are you going to do with what I give you? Goes on, he says, for there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that should come to light. If anyone has ears, let him hear. Then he says, take heed what you hear with the same, listen, what you hear with the same measure you use, it stops there. You use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. If I say, okay, I'm going to give this to God. My problem is God's. Most of us have to wait till we get to the place where we've just lost total control, which is an illusion, thinking that you had control. The Borg said that on Star Trek. Just an illusion. The more of this I get, The more I plant, the more I plant, the more I get. But it goes on. Listen to what it says. Take heed whatever you hear, with the same measure you use, it will be measured to you, and to you who hear, more will be given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, but whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. If I choose to go the wrong route, and I choose to walk in unforgiveness, anything that I've got over here is going to be overtaken by the seeds that I plant over here. That's all this set of scriptures is saying. What seed do you want to plant? Well, nobody will talk to me. Have you talked to anybody else? Well, nobody loves me. Have you loved anybody else? Well, nobody will forgive me. Have you forgiven anybody else? I mean, the list goes on and on. Yeah, but you don't know my situation. We've all got situations. Really, I think the breakthrough for all of us in our situation was that God has got this. Only God is going to fix this. When you live, when you're in the system, like we've seen, like a lot of people haven't seen, there is no way out of the system. So God's got to do it. So you got to get to the place of going, okay, I'm speaking over the system. I'm speaking God's favor. I'm speaking, and the more, listen, the more you plant. You say, well, you just don't know how bad it is. This is a whole lot better than, because this, I'm telling you, you just keep planting, keep planting, keep planting, keep planting. And it says, the more you get, the more he'll give you. The more you get, the more he'll give you. I'm going to do 30, 60, 100 fold of this. Why would I want to do the same thing on the wrong? Why are you guys always the wrong ones? I seem to always talk this direction. Why do we want to plant, 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 plant? I give up. I quit. You keep planting and you'll lose it. And you may lose everything you've got. It's not about you anyway. See, it's all about me. It's all about me. No, it's not about you. It's about you being led by the Holy Spirit. It's about you having the seed built up so much that when somebody comes by, you love them in spite of how they are or what they are, because you're the one that's judging how they are and what they are anyway. They may be right and you may be wrong. You say, well, that person stinks. Well, maybe to you, to them, you stink. I mean, see, we're all, but you got to recognize the answer is right here. The answer is to put light on the problem and let the problem be solved by the word of God. Stand on the word. You say, oh, I tried it. How long? Yeah. Connie's been how many years now with this health condition? 20-some years. You know, when I get in the flesh, Lord, it's enough. But that doesn't fix anything. Every time she drops something now because she can't hold on to it. Stinking hand. Well, we talked about the other day. Connie, quit talking about your hands. Blessed hands. She's got one finger that's absolutely just in the way. I mean, it just don't work. I guess we could take scripture and pluck it out and cut it off and, you know, use the Old Testament stuff. No, because he's the answer. We've actually had people that have come to us that, well, it says in the Bible, if your eye offends you, to pluck it out. Read the word. He's a good God. He's not going to pluck your eye out. See, this, I'm telling you what, this is the answer to everything. He died for you and I. He already died for Connie's health. He already died for my health. That's already been done. Well, why hasn't it manifested yet? It's coming. Why plant bad seed in a situation that you have no control over? Connie said, well, my body's falling apart. Connie, I don't care how your body falls apart. I didn't love you for your body. Come on, you all, it's getting older. The older you get, the better you were. Come on. You're all looking at me like, what? 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 God is an absolute good God. Goes on and it says, the kingdom of God is like a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night, rise by day, seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. You say, well, how did I get in this mess? What kind of seed did you plant? Nothing. Everything is seed time and harvest. Everything. God created it that way. Everybody says, well, what come first, the chicken or the egg? He made the chicken. He designed the chicken to have eggs. Come on. He planted the seed. He designed us to love him and take the love he placed in us and plant it in other people. That's the only reason you're still here, folks, is to take what's in you and to pass it on to the person next to you. Just love them and accept them and share with them the good things God has done in your life. Don't share your problems like the problem won. Share that you had a problem and God won. I don't care who you are. I glance over here. He has severe neck injuries. He still got some back problems, but the neck was fixed and repaired. Well, a doctor did that. Who gave the doctor the grace to do it? I mean, we could just go around and just say, well, what did he do for me? What he did everything for you. He does everything for us. And if we will just step back and say, I am not giving up. I'm going to stand on the word. Now, you listen. You can't say, well, I'm going to do it, and then walk out of here and be the one that's got the seed that just doesn't do anything. You've got to be one, all right, I'm making a choice, and I'm going to be very patient because that's what I have to be. It took all these years to make the mess. Now, I'm just going to plant seed, plant seed, plant seed, plant seed, plant seed. I've got one of those machines that, no, it's not a machine. It's you plug zoysy grass or whatever kind of grass you got. Well, we had all this growing that come in from some dirt. Well, it got in the yard and it's going. I thought, well, I'm not going to fight this. So I'm now just taking it and putting it in a wheelbarrow. And then I'm going over in part of the yard that's not growing very good. And I'm taking it and I'm digging a hole and I'm putting it in and I'm planting that seed. Every year, there's more of that grass taken over the yard. Why? Because I planted the seed. Just be good. Dr. Craig made a statement one time and taking up tithe. Just do the next best, do the next right thing. I mean, what a way to plant. Just do the next right thing. Yeah, but what about me? It's not about you. Just do the next right thing. In your marriage, in your relationships, in your work folks, the people you're around, just be nice to them. Just be kind to them. Just follow the whole, Harold said it right here. Just, what's he tell you to do? Just do that. And you'll know when you're not supposed to be, because if the Holy Spirit lives in you, if you're born again, if you said yes to Jesus, and you're saved by grace, you have the Holy Spirit. Now, if you make a choice and you start getting a check on it, I'll never forget. I got born again at 12, was never taught anything at that particular time in my life. And later on in my life, only thing that was going on was like wedding dances and those kind of things. And I never did ever feel comfortable going to them because of all the stuff that goes on in those places. And it was just like, you know, for me, this is me. I knew down the road I was going to be a pastor, but I didn't know I was going to be a pastor. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And then when I was in these environments, it was like, what was I feeling? Why this don't. We always know where we're not supposed to be. But you also know where you're supposed to be. This word says plant the seed. Don't be the one that just got through out there. Don't plant the... Well, yeah, I went to church and it was good. You know, I can't remember what he talked about, though. Or get so involved in life that you want to learn and you just, especially when you're working under law and you just feel like, I've got to get this in. No, just ask God to help you get it in. See, that's where it's at with it. You say, well, Pastor, how do I do that? You trust this. You ask God to help you get in this. You ask God to help you draw you towards it. There's nobody here that's on fire right now that God didn't be the one that draw you into it. No man drew it. You may have heard something from a man, but God had you around for that person to speak to you. And that's what I hope these sermons are doing, bringing you to a place of recognize, wait a minute, Pastor Ron said that the answer is in the Word. I'm going to find it. I guarantee you, any problem you got is fixed right here. I don't care what it is, right here. If you will do, that's our website, www.dotherword.com. Just do this word and watch how, don't do it under law. Just do it because you love him. And he's designed all this. I mean, he was telling them, guys, listen, it's like seed. If you throw it in the wrong place, it's not gonna be good for you. You throw the wrong time, it's not gonna be good for you. It's gonna be revealed. Don't hide the good and do the bad, because the bad's gonna show up because the bad's growing. Even the disciples had to have that explained. Come to the place in your life where you know this is the answer. Is not your relationships, is not your future worth taking a little bit of time of saying, okay, stop. God, what do you want? I mean, that's really, you just got to step back and say, okay, God, I've messed it up. Or they've messed it up. And I want to know what to do with this mess. And he'll give you the answer. We got 30 years in here, and I've made many a mistake. And sometimes you make mistakes you can't fix. You just got to go, God, I thought. You say, well, Pastor, you've made mistakes? Yeah, just like you have. But where do we get the answer? Right here, planting the right seed. More right seed than wrong. And then pretty soon, it's kind of like it goes on in there, and he talks about the tiny seed. What is it? Mustard seed. The mustard seed's so small, but it grows this massive tree that the birds can even land in. See, if you plant the little bit of faith you got, it will grow something that's going to be bigger than because he's bigger than the enemy. But we've got to stay on the side of God and let God take care of our problems. What can I go back and fix? No, most of the time don't even bother with that. Just repent and go on. Just ask for forgiveness and go on. Just forgive the person hurt you and go on. It's so much nicer to run into somebody that's hurt you at Walmart and not have nothing against them. It's so much nicer to say, hey, how are you doing? Instead of, oh no, I'm going down the other aisle. The only reason I would go down the other aisle is because I've been thinking wrong about him or I've been talking wrong about him. Otherwise, I wouldn't be bothered to see him. Well, I'm scared to go somewhere. I might run into so-and-so. Well, what have you done to be afraid of him? You planted the wrong seed. I'm talking to all of us. See, all we got to do is just do what this thing says. Let me, real quick, I've got 4 minutes. Go to Romans. I want to show you Romans 10. I'm there. I don't have much time, so I'm going to read it to you. Listen to this. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's exactly the same way. Speak good, plant good, plant good, plant good, to the place to where there's nothing hiding it, smothering it, covering it up. Just keep planting, keep planting, keep planting. And when you have the notion to go to the other one, just say, no, I'm not going there. I'm just going to go here. Kind of funny, today something come up, and I said, well, I could say something on that. And then instead of saying it, I said something around it where she knew what I was talking about. And I thought, that didn't do me no good. I just planted wrong seed again. Who was I deceiving? He's such a deceiver, folks. Just speak good. Just speak good. Just speak good. If somebody brings somebody's name up and you don't really like them, say, yeah, they're pretty good people. They're pretty good folks. Yeah, they're. Why not plant good seed? Because it's going to grow. Let's stand up. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you've got the answer to every situation, every problem that we've got. We've just got to be willing to take your word, trust in you, and allow it to do the work that you've got it planned to do. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, that some of the seed we know has went the wrong way, but we're going to plant. We're going to plant your word, your truth, your answers to every situation and every circumstance. And we know without a doubt, it's going to turn for our good. We thank you for it, Father. Your word says that everything will turn around for good for us who love you. We thank you for it, Father. We give you all the praise tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Call you blessed. You are dismissed. If you need prayer for anything, we'll be up front here.